Let's start with this. Prices have gone up, and families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up. That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources.
So that's someone who is basically like a kid in the fifth grade who's writing a book report, but they haven't read the book.
That's every time I see her on camera, that's all I can think, is that she's the kid who didn't do her homework.
Right. Now imagine you and me, but we're in front of 15,000 people that are hanging on our every word, and you're kind of freeballing, and maybe you really haven't even done the research. Like, someone's asking you how you're going to fix the economy, right? And then you have some not, well, the problem is everybody needs money for because the bills, and we're working on that. Like, what?
Well, and that's so obvious when, you know, with the passage of time is significant, mm-hmm. and the significance of the passage of time is significant because of the passage of time.
Exactly.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. And of course, we all know that Bidenomics has been an absolute disaster, and we look forward to correcting that disaster in mere weeks from now. But until then, you may have noticed the recent surge in oil prices. Crude oil prices have reached over $90 a barrel, all thanks, of course, to reckless energy policies that are strangling our economic recovery, brought to you not merely by Biden, but also by Cackles Kamala herself. Her influence on this administration has been catastrophic, to say the least. But the good news is that there is a way to break free from this mess. We have with us our good friend and sponsor, Troy Noonan, the backpack trader, who's going to share how you can escape this crumbling economy and thrive by building your own financial freedom through trading. Just scan this QR code or click the link below to get in on the secrets. Troy, welcome back. Great to see you as always.
It's great to be here again, Dr. Steve. Nice to see you again.
Now, well, we had a great time in the Mediterranean. I know you're still there. Troy was part of our cruise that we were on. You guys know many of you were invited. Many of you came. All of you were invited, of course, but many of you came. Troy was one of our guests. He was there. He did a presentation precisely on what we'll be talking about today. I mean, you lit up the room, man. They loved it. It was so awesome. And Troy is still in Europe. He is stuck in Italy, which I think is awesome. He's the backpack trader, right?
I'm backpack tradering. That's what I call
you are
it.
Literally backpack tradering, right? Give everyone, before we dive into these policies and energy and so forth, just give everybody a little bit of a snippet of what is the backpack trader lifestyle.
Yeah, so if you have a laptop and an internet connection, you could pretty much trade from anywhere. You learn a few techniques, you get really good at it, you focus on maybe one specific market. For me, it's crude oil, so it's kind of appropriate to our topic. I trade it almost every day. In fact, I took a live trade at a cafe in Florence. It literally took 2 minutes. That was my work day it was unbelievable.
Now, and this is the one you actually had filmed.
I did.
You got a video of this. Yeah.
It was spontaneous because there was somebody there and I said, hey, could you please stand behind me and record me? I'm going to do this trade. She's like speaking Italian, but she got it. She understood. And she recorded me and I ran my recorder on my computer also. And I was able to piece together in like 2 minutes this trade that it got in. And it hit all its targets and it got out. And if you would have sneezed, you would have missed it. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
And perfect. Like, you couldn't have written a better Hollywood script on how that worked out. But I could share it with you if you'd like to see it.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Because, I mean, I know a lot of our Turley Talkers love the fact that you're able to be free. You're able to travel wherever you want to travel. And you make your money just by trading on the market with a laptop. A few minutes a day, and you show others how they can do that as well and have the same kind of freedom that you're living out right now as you are in Bologna, Italy, which is so
exactly.
cool.
Exactly. The backpack trader is just a symbol of freedom that you can get if you learn how to trade, which I know it mystifies a lot of people. If they've never experienced it, it's hard to imagine what it's like, and it's like, people, who knows, they think I'm launching a spacecraft to Mars or something. It's really just pushing a couple keyboard buttons and the mouse, and you learn a few little things to do and you just practice it in a simulation account with no money at risk. You can get really good at it and then start small and grow it over time with compounding and the stuff that we teach. But ultimately, it's a symbol of freedom that you get. We don't want you to have another job, right? We don't need another job. We want to get rid of our job and be able to do this instead. And then you hit your goals and then you go live your best life for the day. Tomorrow you show up, do the same thing again, and it works pretty well.
You gave a presentation on the ship that just blew everybody's brains when you were showing them how you do it we had it hooked up to a screen. It was everybody got to see it. The comments we got are awesome. Gang, if you do want to check out what Troy does, just scan the QR code or click the link below and get in on what he's doing. It's absolutely amazing. He'll be your mentor through all of our mentors. Well, let's talk about the crude oil situation.
Sure.
So in your view, kind of from a macroeconomic view, how have Kamala Harris and this administration's policies contributed to this surge in oil prices and further economic instability that we're experiencing?
You know, I just think there's a lot of confused price action because, I mean, she just became the nominee, a month ago?
Right.
Does anyone know what her policies are yet? I'm not sure. So, you know, and that's reflected in the markets. And also, I think crude oil is kind of marching to a rhythm, its own drummer, so to speak, being a drummer.
If people don't know, Troy is a drummer. He is a musician. So there's a little inside joke there. Go on.
We should have brought our axes to jam on the ship, by the way, but maybe next
time. That's right. We should.
But anyway, oil is influenced by a lot of outside forces around the world that have nothing to do with U.S. politics. If you know, OPEC decides to overproduce, or one country like Saudi Arabia wants to, you know, cut production or whatever, it affects oil. And so there's so many things that affect oil, and I don't claim to know what they are. I don't know if anyone really knows. Everyone takes their best guess at it. So I just look at patterns. And like the trade I told you about, it actually went down, and it only went down, I don't know, 20, 25 cents, whatever it was, but I was in and out, and $10 a contract, one penny is $10 a contract. So if it drops 20, 25 cents in a minute or less, you make $250 a contract, just like that. And so if it goes down, if it goes up, you know, I don't know. I mean, no one knows really what it's going to do next, but it is sitting technically on a very key level right now. It's actually come off of that high price that you mentioned. It broke down below $70 last week. Last week, oil dropped about $7 a barrel. This is a big drop. That's $7,000 of one contract. So if you sold a contract of crude oil and you held it for the week, you'd be $7,000 richer.
Wow.
From a trading point of view, right?
Right.
But now it's sitting on the 200-week average. That means the price over 200 weeks, it's the average price, and that's usually when it goes up again, unless it breaks lower. Like, no one really knows what it's going to do. If it breaks lower, that could signal a weakening in the economy, which is why it's breaking lower, or other things around the world that might cause that.
Right.
But it's also technically where people might come in and start buying it because maybe it's at a discount and they think it's going to get driven up again. Maybe because of Kamala Harris's policies, but she may not win though. So it's like, there's this indecision. No one knows really what's going to happen. So,
What about with the rising oil prices together with the stubborn inflation that's going on? Do you think the combination of those two are going to affect the market in a particular way in the coming months?
Yes. Well, I mean, rising inflation obviously means that you need more money to buy the same stuff. So it should push the price of oil up.
Right.
You know, some of it's counterintuitive because if oil keeps going down, it's going to imply a weakening in the economy. So a strengthening in the economy might push it up too. So it's like, there's so many cross currents when it comes to oil. It's so hard to know. It's just one piece of the puzzle. Obviously, we hope that inflation doesn't go up anymore.
Right.
You know, I live in California, so I really feel it. I get my revenge trading crude oil every day.
Oh, there you go. So I like that.
Psychologically, I'm like,
yeah, it's the great corrective. Yeah, yeah.
$100 to fill my gas tank, but I'm going to trade it and make a lot more than that today. So
there you go.
Success is
there you go. Yes.
The best revenge.
No, success is the best revenge. Turning your lemons into lemonade. Yeah. Exactly. I was reading the Federal Reserve. They still seem reluctant, at least at this point, to lower the interest rates, despite the claims of inflation cooling. We may end up seeing the most significant rate cut in 15 years, depending on the next inflation report. How would that affect the trading environment for everyday investors?
If they cut rates?
Yeah.
If they cut rates, then I think we could buy. I think that stocks will go up, obviously, because stocks like it when rates go down because the cost of money and the cost of borrowing is less, so that, you know, businesses start to invest again. But then again, you know, the irony is that could heat up the economy again, and maybe it kicks in inflation as a result. So it's like, follow the price action. The price action is never, it can't hide from itself. Like, if you remember on the ship, we talked about, you learn how to identify a specific price pattern that happens all the time. And so because it happens all the time, you could predict what's probably going to happen next.
Right.
And you could be correct a large percentage of the time, and that makes for a great trade, because you're going to win a lot more than you lose. You're not going to win 100%, but you don't need to. You can go two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back, grow your position. And so if the price goes down, you make money when it goes down. If the price goes up, you make money when it goes up. It's just the pattern that you're looking for where you could predict the next thing. And that's what I focus on. That's the stuff I teach. And so trying to guess what's going to happen, you might get it right, but it might just be a guess. How do you even know that you were right? It might have just been the broken clock is right twice a day type of thing. I don't know. So I just try to keep it really simple as a trader. As an investor, if they lower interest rates, you probably could expect the markets to rise and starting to buy some stocks. Maybe, you know, technology should go up. You always make money with technology if rates go down. You know, there's a lot to choose from in that world as an investor.
Right. So, I mean, that's a really nice segue into how someone like myself, for example, with no prior trading experience, how can we actually start building financial security with your backpack trader strategy, especially in these volatile times?
Yeah. So volatility is fantastic for trading. It may not be good for peace of mind for people sitting around the kitchen table every day wondering what's going to happen. If you have a job, are you going to lose your job or whatever? So having a skill to be able to trade where you're not dependent upon anyone, only yourself, is a really great skill to have. And I encourage people to try that, even at least explore it some and see if it's right for you. So what I teach is a very simple idea. You have a chart, you learn how to view it, and there are my indicators will show you a trade setup where you see the entry, where you get in, you see the target objective, where you're trying to achieve, and you just focus on that, and you learn how to do it with repetition. It's like almost like learning a musical instrument, only not as hard. It's much easier. Learning an instrument's harder, right? And so you do it over and over, and just like if you were to become a pilot, if you're going to become a pilot, you would spend time in a flight simulator, right? You learn how to fly in the simulator and you try not to crash into the mountain and you learn how to use your instruments. And eventually you're going to earn the rights of passage to get behind the cockpit and actually fly for real, right? Right. So with trading, you could do the same thing. You could learn how to trade safely without risking your money. And you can learn a pattern and get really good at it. And then you learn how to recognize it and see it. And then you start to acquire the belief in it. Because when you see the outcome keeps happening and you go, oh, now I see what this, when this happens and this is probably going to happen, I can make that trade. I can get in, get out, get done, take my money, turn the computer off, and then go live my life today. And then show up tomorrow and do the same thing.
Travel around Italy.
Yeah, exactly. Or wherever. I mean, or your couch or wherever you want, you know?
Right.
Or an Express. It's up to you. That's the thing. it doesn't take that much to it take. Once you start trading, when you like earn the rights of passage to get out of the simulator and trade for real, you're going to know what you're doing. Yeah. You're going to already know. And then it's like riding a bike. Like when you get on a bike, do you think about it or do you just ride?
Right. That's how when you're learning a language and you're having to learn all the grammatical rules and it can be very hard at first, but eventually they do become unconscious and then you just don't have to think about it. And then you can spend all your time learning vocab basically and just then putting it into the structure, the syntactical structure that you learned.
Learning a language is way harder, but listen, we're both speaking English and we learned it way back when we were young. We don't even remember. Yeah. And now we don't even think. It's just a part of us.
And
trading is exponentially easier.
Wow.
It's just a few techniques you learn. In fact, if you show the short little trade I did in Florence and you see how I just slid my mouse in a couple places and you might not know what's the pattern and this and that, but you could learn that really easily. But you see how easy it is to place a trade and then you just practice it. It's repetition. It's not as hard as people imagine.
Right. And it's made all the easier, both psychologically easier as well as actually implementing it easier with a mentor who's done it gazillions of times, leading
you.
That's the key. Yeah. It's not how, it's who. It's, you don't try to figure it out yourself. You find somebody who's done it for you. So what advice do you have for those who are ready to ditch the 9-to-5 and take control of their financial future through day trading?
Well, first of all, click the link and join my free training. Because
and the QR code too. They could scan that QR code.
Yeah, for sure. And then also go easy on yourself. Like even if you've tried trading and you didn't do very well, realize that we all kind of started rough. Most people don't have a mentor when they start, but make the decision to have one. I mean, I've mentored a lot of people, but you don't have to choose me. You can choose whoever, but my program's pretty easy to learn. And then you just practice it and you don't have to risk your money. That's the thing, until you're ready. So my biggest advice is focus on just baby steps. You don't have to drink everything from a fire hose and just get all that information. There's so much of it. You just be a deer in the headlights. You're frozen, not knowing what to do. You don't need to venture down that pathway.
Right.
You can take very little steps and just one thing. What's the next thing I have to do? Oh, open an account. Okay, let's just focus on that. What's the next thing you have to do? Oh, let's put some indicators on your chart. Well, I don't know how. Well, okay, call us and we'll do it for you. But eventually you're going to know what to see. You're going to know what to look at. And then you're going to start recognizing it enough. And then you're going to learn what's it take to place a trade. How do you do it? Well, let's practice it for a while. Let's get in the flight simulator and practice flying that airplane. It's just push this button here. You're not going to blow up the world. You're not going to hurt anything. You're not going to lose anything. It's all in the simulation. It's just, you know, and you learn it. And baby steps take you a great distance in a short amount of time. You just look back and go, oh, wow, look how much I know already. It's only been a few weeks and I could already do this. Yes. So that's the advice I would do. Don't do it under pressure. Do it because you're interested and maybe learning something new and acquiring a skill that could serve you well for the rest of your life. But don't do it because you have to pay your mortgage next month. That's not a good idea.
Right. This is long-term planning, as it were. And I do love the baby steps idea. Again, you and I are both musicians. And then that's one of the things musicians do is we break things down to their simplest form, master that, and then add to it as we go along. We build on what we've mastered in the simplest form and then move out from there. You don't try to take on a whole piece all at once. You start with the simple and then you move out. And that's what I love. I do notice the pedagogue in you when I saw you give that lecture. I did notice the music teacher in you. It seems like you take the very same principles of learning a highly technical skill in music and you apply it to stock trading. I think that's the
totally. That,
yeah, I love it.
And there's music patterns. So, and there's price patterns, and price patterns reflect the overall market psychology. And then they repeat over and over and over, because you just got buyers and sellers, or greed and fear, red bars, green bars is how I look at it. And it's always the same patterns keep repeating over and over and over, because human nature doesn't really change. And so you can learn that. But when it comes to music, there's like I use some music techniques in teaching how to trade, the magic of 25, where for me to learn a drum rhythm, I have to be able to play it 25 times in a row without a mistake in tempo. And once I can, now it's that is like riding a bike. You can never take it from me. I don't have to think about it. I could just do it. And so I teach people how to trade. And there's actually a test that you have to pass before you could trade real money. I'm going to protect my clients from themselves better than they protect their own money. I'm going to protect it better than them, because I'm not going to let them trade until they can make their trade plan trades that they've proven to themselves will make money. And now can they execute it 25 times in a row without a mistake? That's the flight simulator, right?
I love it.
So that's why I just can't stress enough. If anybody wants to learn a skill that's going to serve them for the rest of their lives, and hopefully they could one day call their own shots and live that backpack trader lifestyle of freedom, scan the QR code. Join me on my free training.
That's it. So check out Troy's free live training, gang. What do you got to lose? It's amazing stuff. I've seen it. It's incredible. Just scan the QR code, click the link below in the description below, start your journey to financial freedom today. What I love about Troy and what he does and what he brings so much hope to me and so much hope to so many Turley talkers is it doesn't matter what Biden or Kamala are doing. It doesn't matter how they're screwing things up left or right. Because Troy looks at price patterns, he can exploit whatever they're doing for his own gain. And that's what I love about it. And that's that way, by learning those techniques, you can leave the 9-to-5 grind and thrive in today's uncertain economy. So just scan that QR code, click on the link below, and join Troy's free training. Again, you have nothing to lose, and I think you're going to find it wonderful. So thanks so much, Troy. Awesome to see you as always. Enjoy the last bit of Italy. I miss it. It was wonderful, but enjoy it, and I'll see you stateside soon.
Yes, very good, Dr. Steve. Thank you. We'll see you soon.